皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here, Beginner Lesson Season 2, Number 26. What to wear to?Natsuko-san.
Hi.
Welcome to today's lesson. Last week, it was actually Sakura and myself.
Yes, I wasn't here.
Yes, and this is a continuation, so we're going to have to bring you up to speed. Last week, again, Kinoshita was shopping.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if it's the same Kinoshita, or we don't know...
Which Kinoshita is this?
Which one is it? We don't know, but a man named Kinoshita was shopping for clothes at a department store.
Okay.
And he met a savvy salesman. Now, the salesman was trying to tell him how good he looked, really playing it up.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is continue on. The focus of today's lesson is on wearing clothes. And in Japanese, depending on the article of clothing, the verb you use can change.
Yes, sure.
So we want to pay attention to that. Now, again, polite Japanese, and actually very polite Japanese. The sales clerk gets politer and politer. As the sale starts to go awry. So, typical salesman. Are you ready, Natsuko-san?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
こちらの靴下を履いてみてはいかがでしょうか。ズボンとバッチリ合うと思いますよ。
はあ。
素晴らしい。なんとお客様の足にフィットすることでしょう。
はあ。
この帽子もかぶってみてはいかがですか。これまた素晴らしい。なんて素敵なんでしょう。
はあ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
こちらの靴下を履いてみてはいかがでしょうか。ズボンとバッチリ合うと思いますよ。
はあ。
素晴らしい。なんとお客様の足にフィットすることでしょう。
はあ。
この帽子もかぶってみてはいかがですか。これまた素晴らしい。なんて素敵なんでしょう。
はあ。
次は英語が入ります。
こちらの靴下を履いてみてはいかがでしょうか。ズボンとバッチリ合うと思いますよ。
How would you like to try on these socks? I think that they would look perfect with your pants.
はあ。
Okay.
素晴らしい。なんとお客様の足にフィットすることでしょう。
Wonderful. They fit perfectly on your feet.
はあ。
Okay.
この帽子もかぶってみてはいかがですか?
How would you like to try on this hat too?
これまた素晴らしい。なんて素敵なんでしょう。
Oh, this is wonderful. How nice, right?
はあ。
Okay.
夏子さん、今日の会話どう思いましたか？
優秀なセールスマンですね。
Yeah, this is a pretty talented, top-notch salesman.
But it sounds like Kinoshita is...A little taken aback.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe it's the first time he's really shopping for some nice clothing because in the nice places.
First time?
I don't know, but like this salesperson is just so complimentary.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I haven't had any experiences like this.
Me neither.
And I think it's where we shop, Natsuko-san.
Oh, that's right.
So that's why I'm saying maybe it's the first time he's getting something really nice.
Yes.
And with that high price、
mm-hmm. oh.
comes...
Compliment like this.
Yes. And how do we say that in Japanese?
褒め言葉
To say something flattering.
has more strong nuance to flattering, but maybe oseji.
Ah, kissing up. And unless you're up top or in high management, yes, you will be doing a lot of this. So let's get everyone familiar with this word one more time.
Oseji.
Yeah, and there's actually a gesture for this.
Oh, yes. Gomasuri.
Yes, and this has to do, you open your hand, and on top of your hand, you put a fist, and then you circle it around and around. And if you see this, it means someone in the room is kissing up. Now, yeah, we really need a picture of that. This is why video would come in so handy. Right, Natsuko-san, you've always been pulling for the video. You want to do this all in video.
Me?
Yeah.
No, not me.
Okay, so we'll try to get some image of that. But again, it's just an open hand, open palm, and on the palm you put a hand and you go round and round. And this comes from crushing the goma, the sesame seeds, which we did last week at Shabu Shabu.
I see.
All right. Natsuko-san, can we get back on track here? What do we have first? First vocab word.
Steki.
Lovely. Dreamy. Beautiful. Great. Cool. And so on.
So on. On and on.
We could do a lot with this word. Can we get a breakdown?
Steki. Steki.
Now, a few things about this word. It is a na adjective. So when placed in front of nouns, we would say, for example, in the case of a car, which is kuruma.
Steki na kuruma.
Nice looking car. I think nice looking really kind of covers 90% of the meaning of this word, or the context of when this word is used. Usually when something looks good, if you show up in new clothes, someone might say,
Steki.
Wow, nice outfit. Like, it looks good. You look good.
Yeah.
The clothes look good. Or maybe just the clothes. Or vice. Anyway, you get the point. Looks good. Good looking.
Yes.
Then we have.
帽子.
Hat.
帽子. 帽子.
I never quite got the kanji, the characters that make up this word.
Really?
Which is the first one?
The first one means hat or cap, what you wear on your head.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Natsuko.
I don't know whether it includes bandana or scarves, but it's
something,
hat. Yeah.
Yeah, that goes on the head.
Mm-hmm.
And the second character is?
Child.
Yeah, so hat, child.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I always used in the U.S., everybody wears baseball caps to school.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a little mnemonic that I use. Basically, you have the hat and the kid. So when you see these two together, it's
帽子.
Hat. That worked for me when I was learning kanji.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, as an American, I'm quite used to this. I mean, we had all the sports teams and all the kids would wear hats to school. So this was quite common for us.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe school uniform hats.
In Japan,
they
have the little yellow fisherman hats. We're going to need a lot of images for this lesson.
Right.
All right, next we have.
足.
Foot.
足. 足.
Now, where does this cover up to?
Below your knee, I think. Or maybe below your ankle.
Big difference there, though. Is it below the ankle or is the lower part?
Yeah, sometimes it includes the lower part.
Yes.
But usually it's below your ankle.
Yeah, but there is that case where it can be used like that.
Mm-hmm.
So just wanted to give you a heads up about that. And, you know, in English we have foot and leg.
Yeah.
So it's that distinct difference.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling I'm going to get emailed about that. But yeah, in Japanese, ashi can include up to the knee sometimes.
Yes, and well, sometimes it might include your whole leg, but in that case, you usually use different kanji.
Which is?
It reads the same, ashi.
But just the kanji is different?
Yes, usually.
Same word, different kanji.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right, next we have.
靴下.
Socks.
靴下. 靴下.
Now, the characters in this word are very interesting.
Yeah, right.
First we have
靴,
which means shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have
下,
which means below.
Yes.
So it's very easy. Below the shoes,
we have the socks. Right.
Now, the character for shoes, that's a little tricky. So you definitely want to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the kanji.
Yes.
Because this one, at first it seems daunting, but it's, again, once you get these kanji under your belt, it's just so, it's amazing to recognize them and be able to read everything.
Yes.
Really exciting. Next we have.
思う.
To think, to feel.
思う.
And class one verb.
Yes.
Okay, so today we're going to take a look at this salesperson. And we're going to pick up some good lines. We start off with.
こちらの靴下を履いてみてはいかがでしょうか?
How about trying on these socks? Now, the pattern.
見てはいかがでしょうか?
While this might seem really challenging, last week we had 見てはどうですか?
Oh.
And it's the same thing.
Yes, almost the same.
Yes, the politeness level in today's dialogue has been increased. So this is much politer.
Yes.
But the bare bones, the meaning is the same.
Okay,
let's just take it from the top. First we have...
こちらの...
These here. Now, again, in Japanese there's no plural, so you have to kind of make that assessment from what's being talked about. And we're talking about...
靴下.
Socks. So, these socks.
Oh.
If it was plain Japanese, if it wasn't very polite Japanese, for these socks you could easily say...
この靴下.
Yes. But as we increase the politeness level, it's こちらの靴下.
Yes.
Then we have the object marker.
を.
Followed by.
履いて.
Now, this comes from the verb.
履く.
And again, when we have that pulling motion for putting on clothing, we use the verb 履く. Now, last week we used this for pants.
Yes.
We're also going to use this for socks because we're pulling them on our legs. Now, again, the te form, we had this last week. The te form is
履いて.
When it's followed by
見る.
It means to try to do something, so to try to put them on.
Then
we have the te form again, followed by
はいかがでしょうか?
Okay, so up until the wa, we have
履いてみては
to try on. So literally to this point we have these socks try on
いかがでしょうか?
How about? Now, last week again, we had どうですか? いかが is the polite form of?
いかが?
Meaning how.
Yes.
And
very polite word.
Very polite.
Mm-hmm.
いかがですか? How is it?
Mm-hmm.
At a restaurant, if you're eating something, maybe the waiter, maitre d' will come over and say?
いかがですか?
How are things? How is everything? How? Followed by?
でしょうか?
Again, just to increase the politeness level. Here, it's not a probability thing. It's the politeness level.
Yes.
So this phrase, いかがですか? Or いかがでしょうか? You'll hear over and over again.
Yes.
While you're a customer shopping around for something, trying on something, eating at a restaurant, over and over again. This, you'll hear this very, very polite Japanese. You should translate it in your mind as, どうですか? Because that's probably what you're more familiar with at this stage.
Yes, right.
So when you hear this, key in your mind that, okay, this is what it means.
It's the same thing.
Then we have?
ズボンとバッチリ合うと思いますよ。
I think they go perfectly with your pants. First we have?
ズボンと。
Pants with. Notice the particle to in there, meaning with. Followed by?
バッチリ。
Perfect. Followed by?
合う。
Go with. Pants with perfectly go.
と。思いますよ。
I think. Again, we want to stress the particle と. This often precedes the verbs.
思う.
To think and the verb to say.
言う.
It's usually used to mark.
Yes, the subject.
What comes before.
Or the content.
Yes. Okay, then we're going to skip by kinoshita because we already went through that. And again, we are on to more complimenting. If you really want to learn how to... Oseiji, kiss up. This is the lesson for you. Then we have...
素晴らしい!
Amazing!
なんとお客様の足にフィットすることでしょう!
Okay, well, we're going to stress here. Wow, what a perfect fit to your foot!
フィットしない靴下ってあるんですかね?
Yeah, I think they're going to fit any which way you cut it, but it's all about sales.
Okay, okay.
And here we have a pretty good... We should get him for JapanesePod101.com. Okay, we want to focus here on the phrase...
なんと
meaning how. As in, how beautiful Mm-hmm. Natsuko-san, nanto. All right, I'm just going to stop right now. Yeah. All right. But you can follow that with adjectives that can really impress some people, not the staff that I work with, but some people. So this is really, really good. And you're going to, this will come a bit later. Nanto and nante.
Mm-hmm.
These two really add emphasis to the adjective.
Yes.
You're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Another interesting point is this verb, fitto.
Fitto suru.
Can you help us out here? What does this mean?
Fit.
Fit. Yes. Mm-hmm. As in, fits nice.
Yes.
But the interesting thing here is it's a verb, to mm-hmm. fit.
Yes.
So, wow, what a fit. And then he's kind of getting really leery now. Then again, we have the pattern we discussed above. The only difference is the verb.
Yes.
Natsuko-san, can we get that?
この帽子もかぶってみてはいかがですか?
How about trying on this hat? Now, it's the same pattern as above. Mm-hmm. Very polite, いかがですか? Very polite, how about? Then we have the mite, which means to try something. But here, instead of the haku or the te form, haite, we have?
かぶって.
Which is the te form of?
かぶる.
Now, when pulling something down onto your body,
mm-hmm.
we use the verb?
かぶる.
Okay. So let's just stop here and go over this one more time. Okay. When putting things on your body, we mm-hmm. use?
着る.
When pulling things onto your body, lower waist?
履く.
Then, when putting things onto your head?
かぶる.
And then, to really confuse you, we also have the verb? する for accessories.
Mm-hmm.
Or other things.
かける for メガネ. Eyeglasses.
Yes. Oh, boy. So we have five and probably a few more that we are not covering.
はめる.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Natsuko-san, didn't you learn anything from the conversation, the dialogue? This is marketing.
Sure.
Sure.
There are plenty of stocks here. Which one do you want to use?
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Subarashi. And nante subarashi.
Yes.
How amazing.
Mm-hmm.
How incredible. Okay, that about covers all the points we really wanted to go over today, right, Natsuko-san?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, any questions, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Feel free to leave us a comment inside the Learning Center. We have so much material to bring it all together. And as Natsuko so kindly pointed out, yes, we have lots of different lessons with the different verbs to wear.
Yes.
So very exciting. And also inside the PDF, nice detailed write-up with lots of examples. So that's going to do for today.
それじゃまた今度.
See you tomorrow.